The Independent International Commission of Inquiry on the Syrian Arab Republic was established by the UN Human Rights Council to look into war crimes and crimes against humanity. Paulo Sergio Pinheiro is the chair of the commission. He described the current situation for civilians there.
As the Syrian conflict enters its sixth year, its population continues to be subjected to the most indescribable sufferings. The involvement of an ever-growing number of actors in the conflict has led to an escalation of hostilities, which in turn has resulted in more killings of civilians, often deliberately, and widespread destruction of infrastructure, accession to civilian life.
And he said none of the warring parties was abiding by international law.
Not a single warring party respects international humanitarian law, the Geneva Conventions, all the conventions of human rights. There is an encompassing disrespect for the rules of engagement in this war. All warring parties, pro-government forces, anti-government armed groups, and the terrorist groups ISIS and Jabal Nusra and its associates carry out indiscriminate attacks by firing shells onto civilian inhabited areas under control of the opposition.
The Syria conflict has dragged in a number of international actors, including the United States and Russia. Members of the panel have not been able to travel to Syria, nor have they been granted access to data regarding airstrikes. Vitit Munterborn is a commission member. He had this to say when asked about airstrikes by foreign countries.
The multiplication of actors, particularly and including those from outside the country, and particularly pertaining to the airspace being used, has rendered the situation more intense and more difficult. And from our perspective, because we don't have physical access to Syria, even though we've asked for access, but we've not had physical access to Syria, and also limited access to electronic data, we are not in a position to identify those specifically responsible for some airstrikes where violations have been documented. And I would just note further that we are now looking into the various allegations to clarify the situation with a view to more details.
The report, the Commission's 11th, draws on some 415 interviews with victims and eyewitnesses in and outside the country, collected between July last year and January this year. Meanwhile, attempts to find a political solution to the crisis are continuing. Daniel Dickinson, United Nations.